Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast. I'm Ian DeEubank. It is the 6th of January, 2026. The Hat Podcast, made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Check them out online at ffbt.com. Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller report Hat News today. Stories on a 2026 farm financial scenario that looks like last year and what you can do about it this week, even. Plus, meet the new Indiana State Fair Queen, crowned Sunday. The Indiana Farm Forecast with Hat Chief Meteorologist. Some clouds in the north, clearer in the central and southern portions of Indiana. Continued mild. And yesterday, the market quote board was green as markets went higher. We'll have John Zanker market analysis on the Hat Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
It takes focus, dedication, and vision to run a successful farming operation. Those are the same qualities that we at Hoosier Ag Today have in our work of bringing you the information you need every day. With the largest farm broadcast team in the state, we have the resources to cover Indiana agriculture. That's why we are the most listened to and most trusted ag media source in the Hoosier state. We are Hoosier Ag Today, heard daily on this station.
Conference this week to help farm profitability and meeting Miss Indiana State Fair. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by the Fort Wayne Farm Show. We look forward to seeing you next week at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum, January 13th, 14th, and 15th. Admission is free. Stop by and see us.
Unfortunately, the break-even price for corn is still stubbornly close to $5. Those are average. I mean, there's producers with lower than that. Obviously, that's well above corn prices. The break-even price for soybeans, this is 26 break-evens, are closer to $11.50.
Michael Langemeyer there, director of the Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture. They'll be hosting their annual Top Farmer Conference on Friday so farmers can hear from economists and agronomists with tips to best manage operations in 2026.
We have Ben Brown coming from University of Missouri to talk about long-run prices. He's part of FAPRI, the organization that forecasts long-run prices, crop and livestock prices, the next 10 years. He's going to weave that into his presentation. He's also an extremely good outlook economist, one of the few that's left in the nation in Extension. So he's coming. I'm very excited about that. He's a good speaker, too.
Purdue Extension's Dan Corn Quinn and soybean Sean Castile will also be on hand to talk agronomy, along with Ag Econ Assistant Professor Joanna Calusi and the Bulgy Chair for Managerial Economics and Agribusiness, Trey Malone.
And then we've got Russ Hilbury, which is a faculty member in more of the research teaching area. He's going to talk about tariffs and trade.
The Top Farmer Conference will be held at the Beck Ag Center in West Lafayette Friday. Can't make the trip to Purdue this time? That's okay. The conference is also being delivered online. The registration fee is $150. You can find the link to register at HoosierAgToday.com.
Farmers, the Fort Wayne Farm Show celebrates 37 great years at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum, January 13th to the 15th. The area's largest variety of farm equipment and services, and the latest technology, educational seminars presented daily. Register to win the grand prize, a Toro Time Cutter zero-turn lawnmower courtesy of Plevna Implement. Admission is free.
The Fort Wayne Farm Show is next week, January 13th through 15th at the War Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, open late Wednesday until 8.
When the Indiana State Fair returns this summer, a young lady from southern Indiana will be wearing the crown and sash as this year's fair queen. CJ Miller has the story.
Shock was definitely the first thing that went through my head.
And that's Presley Hampton from Jackson County, who told Hoosier Ag Today the reaction that she felt when she was crowned as this year's Indiana State Fair Queen on Sunday. She's a graduate of Brownstown Central High School and is now a student at Purdue University.
I'm currently studying selling and sales management. I just switched that, but I was under marketing. So I'm so excited to incorporate that into my title as Miss Indiana State Fair Queen.
So what is Presley looking forward to most about serving as this year's Indiana State Fair Queen?
Well, you know, as a 10-year 4-H member, I sewed, so I understand how important, how much effort goes into 4-H projects. And I love going to every single event in my county, not even as queen. I went to every single one before, and I will continue to go for years. So I think I'm excited to experience all of them as the state fair queen.
And what is her favorite food at the Indiana State Fair?
Oh my goodness. Here recently it's been pickle pizza, but I just have a Dubai chocolate Krona. It's like a croissant, and it has a cookie in it and a pistachio. That was really good.
You can watch my full interview with Presley Hampton, this year's Miss Indiana State Fair. You can also see the list of top 16 finalists and see photos from the pageant. It's all at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
Thanks, CJ. And while you're at HoosierAgToday.com, be sure to check out all the podcasts we have between the Hoosier Ag Today Podcast Network and your Purdue Extension. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Farmers know that hard work has its rewards. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America has designed our operating loans to work just as hard for you in return. Earn 1.5% cash back on all purchases when you connect your operating loan to our disbursement card. Because in times like these, some extra cash back never hurts. Visit fcma.com/operating to learn more. Disbursement card for use with an operating loan. Operating loans are subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Got a Tuesday here that's going to feature some cloud cover in the north. Partly to mostly sunny skies, central and south. It is milder. It's going to be mild pretty much all week long. What we have right now is another warm front trying to traverse the area with a weak area of low pressure that came out of Iowa and moved across southern Minnesota last night. That's the reason for the cloud cover up north. There's actually rain falling in parts of Michigan. Spitter sprinkle can't be ruled out along the Michigan line probably, but mostly the state of Indiana today just dealing with clouds in the north, partly sunny skies in the south. We move into a better day tomorrow with partly to mostly sunny skies for all of Wednesday. Thursday could end up being the warmest day of the week. Friday will be a close second. On Thursday, we see clouds increase late afternoon and evening. That leads to rain overnight Thursday night through Friday. Right now, the core of heaviest precipitation seems to want to miss just a little farther to the west and north, but I'm still going to pencil in here 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch of rain over about 80% of the state. Secondary wave comes in after a lull through Friday midday and afternoon for Friday night and a Saturday. That one can bring another 1/4 to 3/4 with about 60% coverage. All in, all done. I think all of us end up in an area of 1/4 to 1 inch, and likely half is going to be a nice round figure. But I think all of us end up with rain, 100% coverage in that Thursday night through Saturday midday to early afternoon time frame. That secondary wave of moisture brings down a significant air mass change, much colder for Saturday night through Sunday and into Monday of next week. I think we have to look for some lake effect in there as well, more in Michigan than anywhere else, but I won't rule out clouds and a few wet snowflakes trying to pop up in parts of Indiana, especially Sunday morning to midday. On Monday, as we said, still chilly, but then we yo-yo back and forth next week. Tuesday, we get mild. Wednesday, we fall back off. Thursday stays chilly. Friday moderates a bit, and then we end up with a significant surge colder for the weekend of the 17th and 18th. Strong cold front there could bring some snow, and also much colder temperatures for the week of the 19th. I'm Ryan Martin.
The first full week of trade in the new year starts off with a bang. Higher markets all around. This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Monday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. With settlements coming up, we'll begin with market analysis. And for that, late in the session, I turn to John Zanker of Farmers Keeper. Into the swing of things with the holidays, I believe, John, passed us, and it seems that is the case here as we open trade on Monday with rather robust moves in corn and soybeans. Also, the stock market, crude oil up about a dollar. Meat markets mostly higher. So money flow seems to be favoring the markets. And could that simply be in the case of corn, beans, and wheat? Oversold status had been achieved last week.
I think that's a big piece of it, Andy. You know, this Venezuelan thing certainly doesn't have much impact there. not sure it has a huge impact short term on energy. It's more of a long term thing. And so, outside market influences, but I think we're just, we took a lot out of this market, especially soybeans. And the funds are still long, or yes, especially out of soybeans. Funds are still long beans, though, so maybe they'll take a stand in here and try to protect what they have left in this thing.
Are there some other fundamental elements that helped prop the markets higher?
Not anything of great significance. Corn exports were solid again for the time frame at 47.5. And right now, that puts us up per Stone X. That has us up 342 million above the needed pace to meet the USDA's number, which I think is now at 3.2 billion. So I think on the USDA report this next Monday, we will see exports popped up again, maybe 50 to 100 million bushels. And part of that may depend upon what the USDA does with its other numbers and the production numbers. But I think pretty good bet we'll see an increase on that report. And if the yield comes down and we see production come down, we should see the ending carryout come down, and maybe we'll add some more onto this thing next week.
As we look at South American weather and whether or not that could be helpful to the U.S. markets here in the short term or maybe longer term, there is some talk of a La Nina. What do you know about South American weather conditions right at this point?
Well, I think if you had an opportunity to draw up the perfect growing season for the bulk of Brazil, this would have been pretty close to it. Mato Grosso's, the combines are rolling in the northernmost areas. The rest of the country's been getting plentiful rainfall. I would say their biggest concern there is maybe getting a little bit too much. But now we're seeing those rains develop further in the southern part of the country, in that Rio Grande do Sul area, Paraná. So, so far, about as close to perfect as you can get. But we still have a couple months of growing season left for at least half of that belt.
Now it remains to be seen for the short term if we can build on the Monday gains at all this week.
Well, that's not been easy for a while. and again, this is one of the more impressive sessions that we've had, certainly in the last couple of months. So I wish we had better fundamentals to work with here on soybeans, Andy. We've been talking about this for months, literally. 36 million on exports. Not a great number for this time of the year. That's on the 10-week average, which is exceptionally low for this time of the year. And a year ago, this week, we were at 47.6 million. So unlike corn, just the opposite, Stone's got the needed pace trailing about 324 million. So I think it's a pretty good bet that we'll see the USDA lower that export number again on Monday. And if they don't lower the yield, we have a problem. They'll probably raise crush, but not enough to offset what we're going to lose on exports this year.
Market commentary from John Zanker of Farmers Keeper, the Carmel office. John's phone number, if you'd like to chat with him, 765-412-6810. Now, Monday settlements, 7 cents higher. March corn, it goes to 444.5. May ended at 452, up 6.5. And July, 458.25, up 6.25. Jan beans, 1047.25, up 17.75, and March 1062, that was a gain of 16.25, 6 cents higher. March wheat, 512.5. Over in the meats, February live cattle down 12 cents, 235.87. Everything else on the plus side, and Feb lean hogs strong at 86.15, up 205. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.